Good morning and welcome. Welcome back. Don't go changing. Donna and Marley, My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment.
Well, happy Thursday.
Yeah, it looks nice and sunny outside. Enjoy.
Ladies and germs.
Take a walk.
Yeah.
This is unusually.
See the sights?
Unseasonably
warm.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. Actually, it's cool in the morning. It's pretty cold in the morning, but it really does warm up nicely.
In the morning, it feels like it's in the 30s. And I feel like I looked at my thermostat this morning. Well, not my thermostat, but the weather on my phone. And it said it was 39 somewhere.
Yeah.
Like in Minneapolis or in Hudson. And then it's supposed to be above 70 today. So
I know.
It's crazy out there.
You never know what to wear. But enjoy it, not complaining, just making an observation. You hear that, Mother Nature?
You hear that up there?
We're not complaining.
You hear that, old man upstairs? Donna.
What?
Is love dead or alive today?
Well, we know that it's alive for Billy Joel because we just heard from Dawn.
It is alive for Billy Joel. I know we said this yesterday and we've talked about it a couple times this morning, but I was blown away the more that I read about it. Because at first it's like, oh, Billy Joel, all right. He's having another kid, whatever.
Well, and they already have a 2-year-old.
Yeah, they do. But so it's not really that surprising. It just became more surprising in all this, also the small world of Hollywood. Because remember when we were all talking about, is it Christie Brinkley?
Yeah, who he used to be married to.
Christie Brinkley, when she was in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue with her 2 daughters.
Yes.
Alexa, and then also Sailor.
Who was from another marriage.
Yes, and Sailor looks exactly like Christie Brinkley.
Yes.
But Alexa looks exactly like Billy Joel.
She's got those big eyes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and I kind of remember at that time being like, oh, all right, she's a little older, different marriage. I couldn't remember the Billy Joel part of it at the time.
Yeah.
And then now, this other story. He's having another baby, and Alexa is 31, and then his wife is 35. It just blows my mind a little bit.
Yeah, mine too. It just sounds like, hi, this is my wife, and this is my daughter, and my daughter might look older than my wife.
And also, like, here's my 2-year-old, and here's my baby, and here's my other baby who's 31. Who you probably think is the mom.
Well,
is the sibling.
Right. I know it's strange. I mean, the heart wants what the heart wants. I mean, look at Alec Baldwin and Hilaria.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not that much older than her, but he's older than she is.
Definitely older than she is.
And they want to have more babies. And he's already got a grown daughter who's maybe close to 30.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's how about Larry King, who we were talking about yesterday? His wife was 40. He was like 70 when they got married. And
people, well, Hilaire is like, let's get her done.
Mind if we call you Hilaire?
Hilaire is going, yeah, you might be older, but I'm going to make you work.
Right.
Because she wants another baby. They already have 3 little ones.
I didn't even realize they had that many kids.
3. I feel like we need some more info on Hilaria, because Hilaria did a lot of yoga poses for a while.
Yep.
And that was all we knew about her. But I think Hilaria has got some more to her.
Yeah. I think she wants to be a mom.
Definitely.
She obviously.
Yeah.
I think she just likes being maternal. And I think maybe it's good for Alec Baldwin.
I think
those anger issues.
Yeah, it seems like she's really good for him. It seems like he just adores her and they seem happy. But gosh, I wonder what kind of dad he is with those 2-year-old kids. I mean,
I bet he's sweet.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't imagine him with those 2-year-old babies. Those 1-year-old, 2-year-old babies.
Really?
Yeah. I just feel like
poor kid.
He might throw his phone against the wall. Or he might.
No, not till they're teenagers. Right? He'll be fine until they start getting all hormonal and talking back.
I just think of Alec being so impulsive and ornery. Even though I think he's probably a good guy. I think he just is human and he doesn't make any qualms about trying not to be who he is.
He's very passionate. He's extremely passionate about the things that he believes in. And I mean, he's got a little, a little 1 year old.
I know.
Leonardo Angel.
They're all like these tiny little blonde cherubs. You can't believe they came from him.
That's so funny. Yeah, I think he's got a really great sense of humor. And I bet they're softening him up a little bit.
Okay.
I don't know, it just it seems to be a thing lately. I mean, if you look at Kimmel, he's got kids in their late 20s.
Yeah.
You know, and then two little ones.
Mm-hmm. That interview with Kimmel and Dave, by the way, it was so good. I know we played some of it yesterday, but Dave Letterman was on with Kimmel a couple nights ago, and Kimmel is in Brooklyn right now.
Yeah, he does that once a year.
Yeah. And Dave was, I mean, we talked about it a little bit, but that was a cute interview. It was really, really long. Jimmy barely got a word in edgewise. Dave looked great. Very, very trim, but full beard. He still looks completely different. Like, you're looking at him and you're hearing him and you're going, really? That's you?
I hate it so much.
Paul was there.
Paul Schaefer
was there. He kept calling out to him.
Oh, they had worked together for so long. I cannot wait for David Letterman's new show.
So we talked about Letterman and Conan having Letterman give Conan a horse. So Letterman gave Conan a horse after Conan wrote kind of like a love story to him after Dave retired.
Yes.
Well, so Dave gave Conan a horse. And at one point, Letterman goes, this was maybe my favorite moment of the whole interview. He goes, so I give Conan this horse. And what he meant was he wanted to give him the horse and have the horse just walk on stage and go and do his business on stage during the show. That was the whole point of it. But Conan thought that Letterman had given him a horse. So Conan was determined to keep the horse because it's a horse from David Letterman. You have to keep anything David Letterman gives you.
Oh my God, absolutely.
Yeah, so
thanks, Dave.
So I know. So Conan's like, oh my gosh, I've got to board this thing. It's expensive. So then Letterman on Kimmel, though, goes, so I guess Conan's wife is an equestrian. And he goes, I'm Presbyterian. You're Jewish? And Jimmy's like, no.
It's so fun.
I know. It was really funny. It was really cute and really nostalgic. And I actually posted the whole interview because they did two segments at our website at mytalk1071.com if you want to check it out.
And if you want to check out that Jimmy Kimmel interview on CBS Sunday Morning, it was really very sweet also. And there's a lot of Letterman references in that interview from this past Sunday.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, they did a whole feature on him. So that was really cool. Dave was another person who had a baby when he was older.
Yeah, that's true. That's so true.
Much older.
Old babies. That's what we're going to call this from now on. Old babies.
Well, I think that's a thing you have to think about when you get into a relationship with a younger woman. Like, you might be done raising your kids, but she hasn't even had her first kid.
Yeah.
So, something to think about.
Yeah.
Guys.
So, next time you see that perky little body, think twice.
Just think, how do I see my future? That is all.
Sure.
Thank you. Okay, let's talk new music when we come back. Let's see, Maroon 5 has a new song.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. We've got more on Taylor Swift's upcoming music. So we'll get to that and more coming up next on My Talk 107.1.
Children that need to be loved.
Yes, we are.
We were with.
Put your hands together.
We came when you called.
Welcome back. Thanks for listening.
But man, you thanks for being here.
Kind of getting into a deep zone.
Donna.
Yes, Marley.
It's time to talk music news because that's our jam.
It's our jam, y'all.
It's our jam. That's all.
I'm trying to brand that. It's not really going well. It's not going well at all.
If you have any ideas for what we call music when we talk about it, let us know.
Thank you.
Let us know. We're having trouble.
All right. Well, Taylor Swift.
I want to go with jam out with your...
No, Mar.
Out. Donna's not a big fan. Remember when we tried to call it the clap?
Yeah, that was my idea.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, yes. And Donna's like, no. Even though it was your idea. I loved it. Yeah, I think it's great.
Maybe
I
mean, too far.
Might be insensitive, but. So we did want to talk about some music.
Let's start with the Taylor Swift because. Okay. I know.
We're done.
I know. I want a love song. I want a happy dance song.
I know.
That doesn't have like a negative undertone. I love her so much. I just want something different. And she said that this was going to be a different album.
Yeah. Okay. So I know exactly where you're going because the article today on Us Weekly is Taylor Swift chronicles her feuds with Kim Kardashian, Calvin Harris, and more on new album. And again, it's not what we want. We don't want the feuds. We don't want the negativity. We don't want the
oh, guess who this is about?
Yeah. Writing about someone else, the preoccupation with your own reputation, even though this album's called Reputation, but it's just Taylor, you have everything in the entire world. Don't let other people bring you down.
Yeah, it's like a bitterness thing.
Yes.
And I hate it. I want to hear Back to December. I want to hear that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Something that stops me in my tracks and goes, oh, this is so pretty.
Yeah, like the human element.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Experiences we can relate to.
Maybe something about your best friend again.
Yeah, definitely.
A favorite teacher.
Okay.
I don't know.
Someone you played soccer with once.
Yeah. Or maybe about nothing.
A camp counselor.
Maybe just a memory of when you were a kid. And how about something like the Miranda Lambert song, one of the best songs ever is, oh my God, the song that The House That Built Me.
Yes.
How about something that's off the beaten path?
Yes.
That we can all relate to.
Yeah. Something poetic.
That would be nice.
Even.
For sure.
And now we're thinking of country. I'm thinking of country music
now.
But like Miranda Lambert, Tin Man.
There you go.
Cam, Burning House.
Love it.
Beautiful songs. You should have sung. I know we like that she gave that song to Little Big Town, Better Man.
Yes.
But like, that's what we want. That's what we want from her.
Exactly. Even though it does have that like, oh, I wish you were better than you are kind of feel to it with yeah. that little bit of, but she does it in a way that doesn't feel negative.
Yeah. It's not bitter. It's what you said. It's not bitter because I think so many of us have felt that way in a relationship and it's nothing against the other person. It's just
right.
You wish that they'd been a little different. Okay, so the way that we're finding out about this new album of hers is from various people that have listened to it. Now we know people have listened to this new album more than just the people that she's worked on with it. Because
yes.
She's gone out and done these fan listening parties, okay?
Yes.
So I think things have leaked probably in that way. And that's what they're saying about the album is that it is about a lot of her feuds. One source, a Swift source is what Us Weekly is calling it. It will be across multiple songs, somewhat cryptically, but also obvious. Another insider says that her lyrics are totally on point. I don't know what that means, just if they think they're really good or if they just think that they're like very accurate in terms of what happened. They do say that this guy, Joel Alwyn, is the guy that she seems to be dating now, that maybe he is in one song. They say she wrote a lot of the album before they started dating, but the source says, I believe there's only one song with a reference to him. So maybe that is a love song.
Okay. Okay. I accept that. Thank you.
We accept it. We look forward to it. This album, I believe, is coming to us. Yeah. November 10th. So get ready soon.
Okay, very cool. Okay, CMT celebrated a night of hope and healing through the power of music. That's how they were presenting the Artist of the Year for 2017 with all the horrible things that have been going on in the world leading up to this. They decided to take a different angle. I mean, we had everyone from, Phillip Phillips there, Backstreet Boys, Andra Day performed her song Rise Up with Little Big Town. And we can take a listen to that right now.
Arise like the day, our riser. In spite of the ache, I will rise a thousand times again. And we'll rise up, we'll ride like the waves. We'll rise up, in spite of the age. We'll rise up, and we'll do it a thousand times again.
Okay.
All right. All you right. probably had to be there.
All right.
Sounded a little, yeah. sounded a little loud.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I was looking, Chris Stapleton performed a song called Broken Halos.
It's a beautiful song.
I have to, when I first looked at that, I thought it was called Broken Holes. And I was like, ew. Mar. That is a gross song name. Sorry. It's just one of those words when you look at it, you don't see all the letters entirely.
Right.
Broken and holes.
You're probably also looking the Holy, H-O-L-Y by...
love that song.
I know. That's a clever song, actually.
It's
H-O-L-Y
song.
For, you know, it's an acronym.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
High on Loving You.
Yes.
But it's also obviously Holy.
Holy.
That's a great song. I love that song.
Yeah,
Florida,
that's a good
Georgia
song.
Line.
So there were a lot of great performances. We'll try to bring you some of those, a few more before we get out of here today. When we come back, though, we're going to hit the couch. Fashion Police is being put out of its misery.
Oh, thank goodness.
So we'll talk about that and more coming up next when we hit the couch on My Talk 107.1.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
You're going to take out the Demogorgon with a slingshot?
First of all, it's a wrist rocket. And second of all, the Demogorgon's not real.
Entertainment. Baby, I know you want to catch feels. Feels with me. I'm your window shopper. Hey, I suck up for your novel.
I'm wearing your goggles. Virtual reality. Thanks for listening. Donna and Marley on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. You know, we had an interview this morning with Adam Scott. That will be podcastable when we get off the air today. So look for that. He was awesome.
Yeah, he was great. You would recognize his face if you don't recognize his name. He's in a lot of stuff. And we talked about an upcoming project of his. You can find that interview later at mytalk1071.com.
So that is why we didn't do these three things where we normally do. So we're going to move it to right now. And today, our topic is shows headed to the boneyard.
These three things from Donna and Mar.
Hey.
Number one.
This is a treat for you if you're always listening at 10:30 and you never hear this at 9:15.
Yeah.
But yeah, we usually do these three things at 9:15. So, Donna, shows headed to the boneyard. First on the list, Fashion Police. It is finally getting the axe.
I wonder why it took so long.
I think bad ratings.
They had to wait for the rating to see proof that they were going downhill.
I think bad ratings. I think they never found the chemistry after Joan Rivers passed away. And I think the final straw was that they felt like it kind of didn't fit in the climate of Ask Her More with the idea of the women are not just
what about what they're wearing,
asked about what they're wearing and what they look like and that kind of thing. So like the climate
that.
A little bit around that.
I feel like that had its moment, but it was hot at the time that the show started. People were really into that. Us Weekly always did a who wore it best mm-hmm. kind of thing that was very popular. Way before this show started, they used to just have comedians comment on people and not always in the nicest way. And maybe people are just tired of, you know, the criticism about how you look.
Yeah, a little bit. There's definitely a little bit of that. A little bit of that feeling of just like, let's have not quite as much of a focus on aesthetic. And definitely with the way Joan Rivers used to do it. I mean, yeah, she was harsh.
It's like her comedy, you know?
Yeah. But I don't think it'll change the idea of the red carpet. They're still going to continue with red carpet coverage. I think we still have who wore it best, who didn't, et cetera, et cetera. But I get that. It just, overall, the show wasn't good since we lost Joan. The show was just never good again.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
So they're going to do a farewell special.
Yeah, they will, actually. And I'm excited to this. Excited about this. I actually do want to watch it. It's a November 27th special. So mark your calendars. It's going to be Fashion Police, The Farewell. It will pay tribute to Joan Rivers.
That's cool.
With previously unaired footage of the iconic comedian.
That's cooler.
That will be, yes, cooler.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that they're going to bring Joan into it and not just be like, hi, everybody, bye.
Not just be like, it failed.
Right.
Like, remember that it started with her. Yeah.
And they'll be like, hire me.
Yeah, they'll be like, please.
They'll be holding up little signs, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Photobombing other people's shots, just like, I'm available, here's my email.
Yeah, it's also just been, like, plagued with people coming in and out the doors and controversy.
Yeah.
Juliana Rancic, Kelly Osbourne. It just, yeah, it never,
it's time.
It never got off the ground.
Exactly. Okay, so bye. Headed to the Boneyard, fashion police.
Number two.
Second one heading to the Boneyard, Donna,
is
Chelsea.
You can do it. Okay. Yeah. I she says that she made the decision to pull the plug on mm-hmm. this show, mm-hmm. which I'm sure did not turn out to be the show that she maybe envisioned initially.
I feel like it was what they had talked about. I just don't think that it is the right show for her. So Chelsea Handler, of course, ended Chelsea Lately on E!, went over to Netflix with this show that was her exploring various topics. That was the Chelsea Does, those specials, which those were better than the talk show,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I didn't even love that. I didn't love it either. Yeah, I want to see her sit down and just kind of BS with celebrities.
I know. And you are able to do that on her talk show. The thing is, I just don't think that... For whatever reason, I think it's many, many different little qualities about any show that makes it successful. But I think because that show is just too long, I think it's hard for people to find the people that want to watch it. I just don't think you're finding that talk show every single night.
Yeah. And like, it's, people watch Netflix way differently than they do broadcast television.
The incentive to go and watch that talk show is just not, it's just not the same.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
So what she's saying is, she's saying for many reasons, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, she's unhappy with the current climate and situation in our country. And so she has decided not to return for another season of Chelsea. She said this on Instagram. She wants to devote as much time as she can to become more knowledgeable and engaged and work on projects that have significance to her. She does say at the end, I'm excited to share that I will continue my partnership with Netflix.
Okay.
Working together on a documentary where I'll engage people I don't talk with enough, people of different ethnicities, religious, political philosophies. Netflix could not be more understanding, and I'm grateful for their continued support.
You know what I want to see?
What?
I want to see her go on tour. Just go and do some stand-up. Do it like Seinfeld did after so many years in television. Just go back to where it all began. Do some small clubs. Don't do the big arenas because that never translates well.
Mm-hmm.
Just go and do some theaters.
Yeah.
I mean, who wouldn't go? I mean, people would flock to go see her. Get an opening act.
I think Chelsea is a bit of an anomaly. I think she's really, really talented, but I just don't think she really knows what she wants to do and really knows what she does best. I think she's kind of like pulling a Megyn Kelly a little bit in the opposite way.
Yes,
where she's
yes.
fighting to do something that, like, that's not her wheelhouse.
Yeah.
She needs to know what she does and does best and, like, really hone that craft.
Yes.
I don't think she has done either of those, like, identified it and honed it, because I think she really is hilarious.
I do too.
And has had a really cool, funny character and personality, and that's what's gotten her as far as it has.
Yeah, she's quick on her feet.
And is a great interviewer, a very funny, unique interviewer, like where moments she has with people are so different than you'll get with someone else interviewing.
Yes.
But she doesn't focus on that. They don't put the right things together for her.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I honestly, it's funny because I'm a huge fan of her, always have been. And I feel like she's gotten further than she really almost like should for what she's done in terms of. Because I've seen her numerous times. I've supported her. I've read all of her books. But I saw her do stand-up the last time she was in town, and it sucked.
It did? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So that's why I'm also like, go back to stand-up, but do it well. Write some new material.
Yeah. Or you know? A prank show again. I mean, Girls Behaving Badly, that was totally her wheelhouse when she was on that show.
She doesn't know her brand, and she doesn't embrace it.
Well,
so,
R.I.P. to Chelsea Handler's show, headed to the Barnyard. I said barn.
Moo.
You mean boneyard.
Moo. Woof. Okay, the final show that we were going to talk about, headed to the Boneyard. This is for our HD TVers who love the Chip and Joanna Gaines Fixer Upper, which is on its final season, or is going to end after its fifth and final season. It's wildly successful. People yes. love this show. They love this couple, but it's coming to an end, and that was pretty surprising. But Entertainment Tonight was getting to the bottom of why.
There's so many things, even up leading up to it, that I had this skincare line, and so I'm leaving, and it made it look like I was doing my own thing, and Chip didn't even know about it. You know, that was just a big rumor, that our marriage was on the rocks, that I was pregnant. It's funny when you start hearing this stuff, you're like, I guess people can just make stuff up.
Is this the end of you on TV?
And I think we have no idea. I think, you know, we finish filming season 5 the first week in November. We have 5 reveals left, and we are really loving every minute that's left. We just love our crew. We've loved the show. But after that, we're really, you know, Chip was thinking,
take
some time off.
Season 5 is going to come out. We're going to celebrate that like we do. And we literally, every Tuesday night, we're at a television show set at a friend's house, eating popcorn the whole 9 yards. And so we'll go from that to some number of months off, and then we'll catch our breath and hopefully no telling what God has for us.
You know, we have a real-life business. On the ground in Waco, Texas. We're opening a restaurant January, February. So there's a lot of things. We just got to, you know, get on the ground, be a really big part of that as these things are kind of still going.
Chip shares the secrets to creating the couple's empire in his new book, Capital Gain.
I get it. Totally. And then she goes on a little bit later and just says, like, I just want to sit down and read a book.
Right.
I just totally get it. Some downtime. They've got 4 kids. They've got all these businesses. They're doing this TV show.
I don't know how they did it as long as they have.
Yeah.
You have cameras in your face all the time. You're trying to run a business, but you've got to, I'm sure you have to stop, then redo something for the sake of the shot.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Lights all up in your biz all the time.
Totally. I think what a lot of people are just wondering too, and what I think is just still intact, is whether their marriage is okay. And I think it is.
I think it is too. And
yeah, they still seem super supportive of each other and excited.
Good for those kids. I hope they make it.
Totally. Okay, right now, we want to give something away. So give us a call. Caller number 7 to 651-641-1071 is going to win a pair of movie passes to see Breathe, starring Andrew Garfield and Claire Foy, amazing actors, during its run of engagement at Twin Cities AMC Theaters. Call us. Caller number 7, 651-641-1071 is going to win those tickets.
Okay, and keep that number handy because we also want to hear from you when we come right back. We want to know, when have you heard something harmless or overheard something harmless or maybe said something harmless that came across as dirty? 651-641-1071. We'll be right back. It's Donna and Marley on My Talk.
Don't pick up the phone. You know he's only calling because he's drunk and alone. 2, don't let him in. You'll have to kick him out.
Morning. Thanks for listening to My Talk 107.1 Everything Entertainment. We have something to share with the whole class.
We do. First, I want to just give a shout out to Jackie. She just won those tickets.
Yay,
to
Jackie.
The movie. So thank you. And I know she was excited to actually have been at a dental appointment. So out and about in her car at this point. She wasn't excited about the dentist appointment. She just said, hey, I was excited to be able to listen at this time because otherwise she never does.
Okay, I'm laughing about the dental appointment because we just heard a promo with Lori
yes.
and Julia. And Lori was talking about this dentist whose mustache. He said to her, it's getting a little big.
Yes.
And Lori said, don't ever say those words.
Which is actually perfect on so many fronts because, yeah, Jackie said to me, well, I didn't have a great dentist appointment. I was just saying, and I said to her, we were listening to Lori talk about her dentist appointment. Only Lori can have a sexy dentist appointment.
Totally.
Leave with a dirty dentist appointment story. It's awesome. But that is kind of a case of making something that's innocuous feel like kind of a dirty statement.
Yes, it's a perfect segue into this because Marley and I were, this is coming off of us leaving yesterday, and I was checking my text message where I'd gotten a text and I was reading them out loud, and Marley was like, "What is that?" My neighbor sent me a text and said, "Are you interested in a sprinkler blowout?" And I'm like, yes, I'm interested.
Yeah,
and Marley's like, what is that?
I'm like, me too.
Just like, tell me where to be and what time.
I don't know what it is, but here's my incognito line. Let me know when and where.
October 24th. Thank you. Okay, so we thought it would be fun to take your calls at 651-641-1071 asking you, when have you heard something harmless that you thought was dirty?
We've got Katie on the line. Hey, Katie, what's your story?
Hi. I used to be a checkout person at CVS, and so we annoyingly had to ask every single customer if they had a CVS card, and, you know, people hated always being asked about that. But you could always kind of tell by what people were buying if they had a card already, because they were buying whatever was on, like, massive blowout sale. So one time this person came up to the counter, and I said, I'm not going to ask you if you have a CVS card, because I can already tell, because I can see your nuts. And they looked at me, and I was like, because they had a cart full of peanuts that were on sale, and I was like, oh, and I could feel my face getting really, really red. Yeah, so that was bad.
Oh my God, and was he like, you can? I didn't mean to wear white pants.
I know, I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't mean that. Anyway, it was pretty funny. They had a good laugh.
Oh, thanks, Katie. Yeah, you're like, all right, I will never be saying that again. We've got Paul on the line. Hey, Paul, did you say something or hear something that was harmless, but you thought it was dirty?
Yeah, I'm hoping I can say this. You can bleep me if I can't, but my friend Maxine and I were invited to a friend of a friend's house for Thanksgiving one year. And now Maxine has this beautiful wood fireplace at her house, and she's always, you know, trying to get wood for the fireplace. And so we go out to this nice big house out in Edina, and she looks out in the backyard, and there's this whole big stack of firewood. And there was a lull in the conversation, and Maxine said, "Oh, Orv, I'm lusting after your wood." And the room went silent, and then Orv's 12-year-old son said, "Well, Pop, you still got it."
Oh my gosh, that's classic.
Yeah. Paul, that's outstanding.
All right. Bye-bye.
That's so funny. Thank you, Paul. That's so something that you say, and like in your mind, you're thinking it's completely fine.
Right.
Because you were thinking of firewood.
There was a time when I was doing another radio show where it ended up just being something that was used constantly because we were talking about words we love and words we hate, and somebody hated the word wiener, and I said, "I love wiener." And of course, when you isolate that, ha, 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 Donna loves wiener. It's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, marking that down right now. 10:51.
Okay, Kathy wants to tell a story. All right, Kathy.
By the way, if you want to still give us a call, we'll get to Kathy here in just a second. But 651-641-1071 when you said or heard something harmless that you thought was dirty. All right, hey, Kathy, what's your story?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm going to make this not too long. Hi. Our neighborhood grocery store, picture the butcher was flirty to the point of being a little uneasy sometimes. So I went in, bought a pound of hamburger, got it home, and found this shiny little screw in the meat.
Uh-oh.
And so, you know, thank God we didn't eat it. So I went back to the store, showed it to him, brought the hamburger. But I wasn't shopping, and he said, "I'll give you another pound." I said, "Next time I come in." And so the next time I went in, I went up to him, and I said, "I'm going to get that hamburger now." And he looked at me like, "What?" And I said, "Don't you remember for that screw I gave you?" Yeah.
I love
Gosh,
it.
Gosh, these are just jokes that are writing themselves,
they are.
Aren't they?
I know.
Thanks,
I never
Kathy.
Got the hamburger. I turned around and walked out when I was said.
You did a
you
walk
got a shame and you didn't even do
it. No meat.
That was it. Okay.
Oh, Kathy.
Thanks, Kathy.
Walk of shame right out of the deli. That's too bad.
That is too bad. So you're not expecting to take a walk of shame. You didn't do anything to earn the walk of shame.
But here you go.
But here you go.
Walking through produce. Mar, have you ever heard something other than the blowout?
Every day.
I know. I feel like we're guilty of it. Like if somebody walks in mid-conversation, we're just like, no, that's not what we meant.
Every,
and Marley's like,
time.
Yes, it is.
I'm like, yes, it is.
Oh, gosh. Thank you again. 651-641-1071. When have you heard something that sounded dirty but really wasn't? We do have an email here from Kate. She said, back in middle school, I was in a chat room and someone asked, I don't know, what's ASL?
Age, sex, location.
Oh, mm-hmm. I didn't know all that. I searched what it meant, and it was age, sex, location. Okay, I guess I should just keep reading. I thought this person was asking me for Whoopi, and I was so offended. But no, they were just asking if I was a male or female.
Yeah.
I would have thought that, too.
Yeah.
Like, how old are you? Mm-hmm. Do you want sex? And where do I need to come to get to your location? That's what it sounds like. I'm with you, Kate. That sounds inappropriate.
Yeah, I think that's back in the day. So back in the day when you're instant messaging or you would also do. And then people would put their age and their gender as well. And people would ask that. It's like 19 female or something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, I forgot about that. I kind of nowadays maybe looking at ASL, I would think it was something about. Sign language.
Right.
Or something.
Yes,
yeah.
I would have too.
American Sign Language.
All right. Tammy Lee said, I worked in an office where I waited on drivers, so I had a big window. I decorated it with clings for each season. My dispatcher liked to rearrange them. So one day I blurted out, Brian, were you touching my pumpkins? Silence. Then rolling laughter, flaming red face. That is adorable.
That is funny. All right, we've got one more call on the line. Hey there, really quickly, we just got a little bit of time. You're on the air. What did you want to add?
Hello?
Yes. Hi. You've got like 15, 20 seconds. Tell us your story.
Hello?
Okay.
Okay, we're just going to call that one.
Okay, thank you. When you guys call, you got to keep your radio turned down just so you know. Sometimes people are waiting to hear it on the radio station instead of on the phone, and we have a little delay. There you go, peek behind the curtain. Thank you.
Thanks, Donna.
All right, I'm here for you guys. All right,
she's here for us.
Stupid movie that, I mean, it looks absolutely ridiculous. I want to tell you about this because I keep seeing trailers for it every time I turn my head. That's coming up next.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
You come at the king, you best not miss.
Entertainment.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.